I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
So Terry, man, it went straight from spring to summer, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty hot here today. I think we're seeing the first break of the 90 degrees tomorrow, but we'll see.
Well, I was melting out there yesterday, as were the Poochies, I think. Let's tell the folks about our little doggy event.
Well, yesterday, Dee and I, as well as some of our doggy friends from our therapy dog group, went out to Hanover, and they had their Woof Wag and Walk event, which is a pretty neat event. They have vendors and they have activities. It runs pretty much all day long.
And it's a fundraiser for their local animal shelter.
Animal shelter, which is actually across the street. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you knew that or not. Yep.
Yeah, which I thought was really, really cool. I hope we can help them maybe some way to get more vendors out next year, because this is the second year I have gone, and there were fewer vendors, and if that keeps happening, it won't exist anymore. Yeah. And it's a really nice little event.
It is. They had, they had great setup. The location is really good. Lots of room, lots of parking. They have activities that run all day long. I really like, they did a blessing of the animals, which a lot of them do, but I liked how they did this. Every dog or animal that you brought there was blessed individually. So, and that was really unusual. Usually they do it as a group, and it's done.
It was really cool. I think it was probably an Episcopal priest, was a lady.
Yeah.
And I loved it because she put her hand on each dog as she blessed them. And yeah, I thought it was just cool as could be. And man, Murph and I need all the help we can get, so, you know, that works for me.
There you go.
But yeah, man, and another thing they did that I really like is they put kiddie pools out, lots of them, all over this field with water in them for the dogs to cool off in. And how fun was that?
That was great.
They had a blast.
Well, Suri loves the pool. She hates a bath, but she loves a pool. And she'll just, you know, she'll roll around in it. But.
So lather her up and toss her in the pool and
exactly.
She can rinse herself, you know?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
And Murphy just thinks it's something to dig up. I'm not sure why he does what he does, but he gets that water flying. And Murphy, remember guys, is a 90-pound chocolate lab. He can move some water with those big feet
funny.
Of his. Yeah. So what we do is encourage everybody, you know, if you live in an area that has events like this for people and their dogs, go to them. You know, support your local animal shelters and rescue groups. It's a great thing.
It's also a great chance to work your dogs. Mm-hmm. And it was, yesterday I took both dogs with me, which normally my wife goes with me and we each have one. So I was a little bit challenged yesterday, but I found it, for myself, I found the challenge interesting. So I want to be able to handle both dogs in that type of environment. Now, I normally will walk them together and in the neighborhood, they're fine. They're just all along, but there was so much going on. It was challenging, so more practice there for me on that, but the dogs generally did pretty well.
Oh, they did great. The dogs had a really good time, hung out with lots of other dogs, and what we did, we visited a couple of vendors, and what Terry and I both like is when we find local folks who are doing oftentimes little internet businesses, and they're doing really, really good stuff. Terry, why don't you tell them about the lady who's making cookies for dogs in her kitchen?
Well, this is Scruffy's Spa Picks. Well, actually, she spells spa, S-P-A-W, but so I was, maybe it's Spa Picks, playing off the dog thing. But they are actually licensed to make food, even though it's really two people that are running this particular business. But they use natural ingredients. They don't use stuff that's imported from China or any of that. Everything's U.S. grown. A lot of it's organic, but not all of it. And it's just healthy. There's no, corn syrup stuff or other types of fillers. It's just basic good ingredients. And it's reasonably priced.
The reason they started is why lots of folks start a business. They have an elderly dog. And that dog, I think it was a Bichon Frise, I believe.
There's a little white dog.
Yeah, and I probably said it wrong, so don't anybody yell at me, you know? But anyway, yeah, little white fluffy dog, but was getting some age on her, and they had to create products that didn't exist, because they don't just make dog cookies. They make something for dogs' pads. It's a cream for their pads. And they have a little spray, too, that's natural ingredients that's for itchies, I believe.
Well, they had one for itchies, for hot spots, mm-hmm. and it was all natural. being that it's natural oils.
Right.
And they had a mosquito repellent, which I actually bought a bottle of that for the dogs.
Really?
Yeah, it's tea tree oil and rosemary.
Sweet.
And so what I want to do is around the muzzle or the areas where there's not a lot of hair, rub that in to keep the mosquitoes off. Now, Sparky's got so much hair on him that if they find their way in, God bless them. Because but Suri's got some areas that are pretty lean just because of the way her hair is. So I picked that up. But it's all natural. Two
items.
Let
me know how it works. I think I'll be really interested in that. But guys, we're going to put a link in the descriptor of this podcast. Right, Terry?
That's right.
To Scruffy's Spa Picks. Terrific lady, Michelle. We hope lots and lots of business comes your way. You're making good stuff. And yes, all our dogs loved your salmon treats.
Yeah, the salmon, they make a wheat-free salmon treat. It looks like it's cornmeal and salmon, basically. Mm-hmm. And the dogs just dig it.
Hey, I took a sniff. I would eat it.
It smells pretty good. It really does. But so check those guys out.
Yep, they're terrific. And there's another one for any of you folks who use Frontline for fleas and ticks. Another little home business, lady named Janet, who lives in Central Virginia, is selling Frontline for a price comparable to what I've been buying it for several years from either Canada or Australia. Much, much less than you will buy it from your vet for. So just compare prices. Her website is bugfreepets.vpweb.com, and we'll have that link on our website as well. Consider giving Janet some business. And we're going to just segue completely like around the corner and call Vicki over here, because since we were talking about oils, and that sort of thing, we were chatting with some folks about Winston, and Winston's got some high anxiety. He's our little Australian terrier, and Vicki allowed us how there's possibly a nice natural way to help him. And what is that, Vicki?
There's a product out called Rescue Remedy, and I believe it's by Bach Flowers.
It is.
And it's all herbs and flower essences, and from what I understand, it's actually made for humans.
Right.
But from what I understand, people are using it for their dogs, or cats, for that matter. So, and getting great success.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that you spray in their mouth. Maybe one or two sprays is what I would start out with, depending on the size of the dog,
mm-hmm.
and kind of judge if it's helping them or not. They may need more, but
it's supposed to calm them.
But it calms them down.
And they do. You can use the oil with a diffuser. Right? You can plug in the wall if you want. I think there's one of those.
Yes, there's a diffuser that has essential oils in it,
mm-hmm.
that's supposed to give off also the pheromone of a mother.
That's it.
Mother dog,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep, 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 yep.
And so that has been said to calm dogs.
Okay.
And we used that for our dog, Aussie, when she was going on in years. And it was really difficult to judge if it was helping her or not, because she was in her dementia stage at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But we
it didn't
it
hurt her. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
None of these things will hurt.
Right. So, guys, we'll post something on our website about that as well. Vicki, flip back around here. What's it called again? Box Essential?
It's Rescue Remedy.
From Bach.
Yeah, Bach Flowers.
Bach Flowers.
And it's a little tiny spray bottle, and it's a bright yellow label.
And you can usually get it at health food stores.
Health food stores, yeah. Anything with natural foods.
Cool. All right.
Cool. So let's segue right into Winston then,
seeing that he brought
that around.
That's right.
So go ahead, Dee.
Well, I met Winston and Napoleon, his housemate, who is a Yorkie, at one of our local parks this morning for an hour of training, and we had also invited Terry and Vicki and their two dogs. One of the things that I needed to see, because Winston is a fairly recent rescue, and he's got some issues going on, wanted to see how he is out in public where he's not got the comfort of his own home. And it was a pretty interesting hour. Winston has a lot more anxiety than I realized. And when I got there, they had already been walking him around for about 20 minutes. And what I realized about 10 minutes later is that wasn't helping, it was making it worse. Oftentimes when a dog is anxious or fearful, if we just stop and let them settle in, let them lie down or sit down, and just wait, watch your dog's body language. What we did was we watched Winston calm himself. He was scenting everything. He's an air scent dog. So his nose was up and up and up. But they need an opportunity. An anxious dog needs the opportunity to smell everything, see everything, hear everything, and absorb that and decide for themselves, okay, it was scary a half an hour ago. Maybe not so much now. And we actually watched his ears and his tail go up and down as he was starting to relax. You saw it, right, Terry?
Yeah, it was actually really cool because that's one of the things I'm really into is watching dog body language because I find it fascinating how they communicate. And watching Winston adjust and relax, and mm-hmm. the ears were the last thing to completely mm-hmm. go, but you saw the hindquarters and stuff kind of settle mm-hmm. in, and the tail come down, and then the ears, like you said, up, down, up, down, up, down.
It's like, I'm nervous, I'm not. I'm nervous, I'm not.
not 100% sure yet, but I'm thinking I'm getting there. But it was really cool.
It was an amazing process, and I think if we can all just remember that we tend to want our dogs to behave a certain way or do a certain thing just automatically, and we tend to expect it immediately, whatever it is. And with some patience and being aware of what our dog's body language is telling us, we can help them. We can help them through it. So what we did after... Winston had been there a full hour when he was really settled down, and we decided to go for a walk through the park and ended up over by some picnic tables, and we stopped a few times along the way. And what Winston was doing when he first came home with Don and Joy, I believe, he did a lot of circling. He was just like, he'd get really crazed and he'd just run around the house or run around the room or run around a table. And you could actually see little pieces of that behavior being manifested today at the park. If he'd see a dog or a person, he would start doing little bitty circles. And as soon as I said, Don, just, you know, put a hand on his collar, let him know you're there, so he's not circling anymore. He's not able to because you got your hand on him, but you're not being mean. But he looked up, I swear he looked up at Don and he got it. You know, he settled. And to be able to stop it instead of letting it escalate, because the longer a behavior like the big bad circling and then I'm more anxious and more anxious and more anxious, the longer it goes on, the longer it's going to take to fold it down back into calm behavior. So
yeah, he responded very quick. Don's a very calm, even
keeled
natured person, and just the touch, you could see
mm-hmm.
once it go, okay.
Oh, okay, Dad's yeah. here, I'm cool,
it's all good.
Yeah, that's actually what was happening. It was phenomenal to me, and I love that Don, I mean, he's kind of a natural. He's a real, real good dog guy.
Yeah.
And he's making great strides with Winston. Winston, well, we talked at the beginning of Bark Radio about Winston needing to bond with Don. Not an issue anymore. I mean, they're kind of attached at the hip now, and so much so that now I believe Winston is an official Jeep dog.
He is an official Jeep dog. He's got his doggles. So,
and you will see a picture of Winston in his doggles.
Yeah.
It's way cute.
It's way cute.
He's the one who looks like a little red fox. He's very adorable.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know how this continues to go. We'll hook up with Winston and his parents in a couple of weeks and do it again. So stay tuned on that.
Yeah. Should be good.
Yep.
So we got some product alerts. Yeah, go figure. So two items that we found the FDA are doing some investigation on. One is Nutro dog food. And apparently there's been a number of dogs over an extended period of time, about a year or so, we'll say, that have been getting sick from the food. And, of course, the company has denied any issues around it. But now the FDA is involved and is saying, yeah, there's a problem. We have a pattern and we've got so many complaints. We have to look into this. So if you have a dog that's eating Nutro food, you need to consider that very carefully because it is making many, many dogs sick. I have not seen if any have died from it, but it's many, many complaints going to the FDA around that product.
Okay, so I get to throw in my two cents.
Yeah,
board, right.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Oh,
man.
Cool.
Rock and roll.
See, here's the thing, you guys. About 2 months ago, I looked at Cody and said, girl, you're 8 years old. Perhaps I should put you on senior dog food. So, and dadgummit, you know what, Terry? I'm not going to be able to remember what the good food is. The brand. Oh, well, we'll post it. That I feed her that actually works. At any rate, I flipped her over to a Nutro food for older dogs. I did that because I had fed Nutro years ago and had really good success with it. Trusted the brand. Perhaps a month into feeding her Nutro, she started vomiting up bile. I'm like, uh-oh, this is not normal behavior for my dog. So gave it a day, gave it 2 days, called the vet. Ended up having her x-rayed to make sure there were no foreign objects in her body. She had blood tests to make sure nothing was going on in there. Cost me a pretty penny, folks. Found absolutely nothing. Came home, thought about it. She's continuing to vomit bile a couple times a day. Now she starts vomiting up her food. And so I'm putting my thinking cap on, and I'm like, okay, it's been a month and a half or so since I switched her food. Usually if you're going to see a reaction to a food, it's immediate. Called the vet. And that's what he said. He said, that's usually not the case, because it's usually like, you know, if their stomachs don't like it, they start throwing up immediately when you switch foods on them. But we decided between the two of us, like, well, I'm going to flip her back to her old food and see what happens. Within 24 hours, she was fine. So there is something in that food that's not good.
Yep.
So, not a happy camper here.
So be careful. Watch your dog. And that's with any food. In this case,
yeah,
there's actually an investigation going on. And, you know, if we hear what the final outcome is, we'll keep you guys informed. But, you just got to be careful. There's all kinds of ingredients in there, and you don't know where some of it comes from. And unfortunately, a lot of it comes from overseas, and there's been problems with gluten products from China in the past. I don't know if that's what this is or not, but I'm very careful what I feed the dogs.
But the other thing that I, just to be aware of, that I believe these dog food companies do, is they'll change their recipe and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
So maybe the ingredients were great 6 months ago, but if you see your dog exhibiting any abnormal stomach issues, just consider that it could be food.
Right. And the other product is also food. So, and this one I just found out about yesterday. The FDA is doing another investigation. God bless them for actually paying attention to dog food, because if it wasn't for them, we would never know.
It's true.
But there is chicken jerky that is coming in from China, and it is making dogs sick. They do not know why. They don't know if it's something and how it's being dried or a chemical that they're using when they're making it. But it's chicken jerky, and right now the recommendation is, if you got it and it's from China, don't feed it to your dog, because you don't know if it's from if it's all right or if it's from a bad batch.
So when Terry told me about this, because I hadn't heard about it, a couple of years ago there was a really good chicken jerky treat for dogs. I mean, my dogs loved it. And I used it quite a bit in training. And they switched from manufacturing in the United States to China. And, I mean, I haven't bought it since. I'm not going to do it. I want my dogs healthy. And it seems to me that there's some practices going on in other parts of the world that are not good for our animals.
I agree. Oh, I mean, that's going back to that gluten statement I made. You don't accidentally get antifreeze in your gluten, because they should not be in the same plant.
No. Hello.
Unless you're manufacturing food products next to the automotive products, probably not going to happen. So,
God.
Yeah. So on that note, folks, be careful. Be aware of what's in your dog's food and in their treats.
Yep.
I always read labels. And, you know, for me, and I'll just say this is, you know, this is my preference. I try to find stuff that's made in the United States, maybe Canada,
mm-hmm.
because they have pretty strict guidelines around pet food as well. If it comes from outside of it, I'm very skeptical, and I try to stay away from it if at all possible.
And don't forget that as far as like treats go, there are lots of things that you can make for your dog that are really cheaper than some of the treats in the stores, and way, way healthier. And one of our favorites is taking that chicken breast that you got on sale and slathering it with garlic and nuking it in your microwave. until it's really, really done. Take it out, get rid of the garlic, and chop it up into little pieces. Terry, what do the dogs think of that?
The dogs dig that a lot. That's what I use for certain types of training when I really want their attention.
Yep. If they're really distracted, you walk in smelling like garlic, honey, and they're going to pay attention to you.
Exactly. All right. Well, I think for this episode, I think we're about done.
Cool. All right, guys. Take care of those poochies. Stay cool.
All right. See you guys later.